You know how we just tried to find out if Jewish was an ethnicity or a religion?
Uh-huh.
When you're from Staten Island, you are inherently Italian. That's true. You're Italian by proxy.
That's a good point.
You just are.
That's a really good point.
You just are. Like, I've noticed that, you know, hanging out with your family, who's Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. Matt's dad, who's 100% Puerto Rican,
mm-hmm.
no one... Because they're from Staten Island.
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, you guys got any fucking gabagool? Like, it's just who Staten Island. Staten Island is so influenced by Italians
mm-hmm.
that it's you know, Dominicans you think yeah. are Italian. You think fucking Asian kids are Italian. They're just, mm-hmm. they're very keen in the world of thin cold cuts, sausage and pebbles.
Yeah.
You know, a nice union job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's very like,
I mean,
similar.
At the end of the day, I'm, you know, Irish, Greek. I definitely have a little Italian. So I'm European. I'm very European. So it's all, you know, it's all in the same country.
If you're
so
Russian in the
Italian,
kitchen.
Italian, whatever.
If you're Russian in the kitchen, what are you doing in the bathroom? European. That's an old joke from my.
Not a great one.
Back in my preschool days. We're going to take the next caller.
I heard a really good joke. I don't know if I should say it on here.
Go ahead.
No. I'll tell you later. Wow. If I can remember it correctly.
I'll bleep it out if it's offensive.
I can't even remember it. I don't even remember how to say it.
There are two people on this planet who are the worst ever at recounting and telling a joke.
Okay.
They are you.
And my mom.
And your mom.
It's genetic, I guess.
This is Leanne and her mom telling a joke. Oh my God, I heard a great joke.
My mom's
The guy, I don't know, but it was really funny. That's their joke. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know how to tell it. But trust me, it was really funny when you heard it.
I have a bad memory. But anyway, right. I got to do the 23andMe because I really want to know what I am.
You know, the 23andMe, there has been great leaps and bounds, as they say.
Okay.
Okay, so let's.
What does that mean?
Okay, let's see. Let me, how do I do this? I always say, if I kill you.
Done.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
You kill your spouse.
You're the first victim.
You're the first suspect. They got you. You were caught 2 months before you even did the crime.
Yeah.
However, if I kill someone else in Texas,
mm-hmm.
if I just go out 3 a.m. and I fucking stab somebody and I say, hey, a little 1-2 punch with an ice pick,
mm-hmm.
and then I semen on the body or I leave my DNA somehow, there's new. With this 23andMe, with everybody giving away their DNA.
Oh, yeah.
They've caught murderers.
The most recent guy. The guy who killed the kids in Idaho.
Yes.
That's how they got him. His aunt did 23andMe.
So my uncle, I think probably more than that in my family, has done the 23andMe. So if I kill someone in Texas, they say, run it through the system, okay? And they say, oh, there's similar DNA with this guy in Brooklyn. They go to the guy's house in Brooklyn. Hey, buddy, listen, somebody connected to your DNA killed somebody in Texas. You know anybody who lives in Texas? Oh, my God, my nephew lives in Texas.
Yeah.
What's his name? I'm going to go give him a call.
Yeah.
I don't know why the cop from Texas is from Staten
Island. That's how they got this guy.
That's crazy.
The same exact thing. Do you know anyone who lives in Idaho?
That's awesome.
Oh, well, my nephew lives in Washington,
that's
which is 15
so
minutes.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so.
Got him.
That's so cool. That is like. That's just so awesome.
You can't get away with nothing no more.
You can't do nothing no more.
You can't even get
away. You can't kill nobody no more. You can't do nothing these days.
No, you get in court. You really
that's
are.
That's really cool. I'm happy to hear about that.
Yeah.
Because the murderers, they're doing the murdering thing, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I just got to glance at myself in this screen. And
hideous.
I fucking hate myself.
I
just want to say.
We're both see-through right
first
now.
Of all, I knew that like the pale Lee and E was coming,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I still wasn't prepared for this. I looked in the mirror yesterday. I saw the blood pumping through my veins.
I know.
I said, who is this ghost?
It's gross.
Why is there a haunted Washington spirit in my... I don't know. I think I just blacked out for a minute.
You know why I think it's even worse this winter? Because I feel like last year we tanned all the way through Christmas.
Mm.
And this year or last year, we had the ends of 2022, we had so much going on. We didn't get to tan as much. So the tan stopped earlier than normal. So we've just been pale for months.
Yeah, and like, you know, I don't know. I watch these. I have to edit these, and I'll be watching them. I'm just like, man, I fucking hate myself.
Oh yeah.
What the? I hate how I sound. I hate how what I talk about and how I'm not. I just feel like such an idiot. And
you're
like,
preaching to the choir.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what, Leanne? I gotta say, I think that that's not good to hate yourself. But there's a good amount of you that you probably should hate yourself a little bit.
A little bit more.
I think it breeds to. That's how you get great.
Mm-hmm.
That's how like you improve in life. You know, we live in a very positive era where people are like, you're perfect, you're embraced. And I'm like, you know what? That's leading to mediocrity. Mm. You should hate yourself a little bit. Larry David is one of the most profound, prolific comedic voices of my generation. One of the richest men, you know.
Love LD.
I said something with our friends in LA when we were there recently. And they were like, oh, that's very Larry David. And I said, yeah, of course, you're right. It is Larry David. But think about how fucking funny that man is. That anytime someone says something funny, he gets credit for it.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's how, and he hates himself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something good about always wanting to improve yourself. And self-deprecation, I do feel like, it is needed.
I agree.
It is needed. Now, if you have an actual flaw or an actual disability or something, accepting that as beauty is, yes, I think that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there is something endearing about someone who is, shucks, little old me. Or like, you know what I mean?
No one likes someone who thinks they're better than everyone else. And the only person who thinks they're better than everyone else is the person who thinks that they're perfect. So, no good.
And that's weird that on Twitter, it's all about you're perfect. Well, and it's all about you're the best. Feel like, yeah, slay on them. And I'm like, well.
Slay on them. Because you know why? What is perfect? What is beauty? I really agree with that. Like, who defines what that is?
Mm.
You know, it's subjective.
Of course it's subjective, yes.
I always get confused, subjective, objective.
Subjective is, well, it's your self, what you, it's like art. Art is subjective.
Right, that's what beauty is.
Of course.
Right? Think about time, right? In certain decades, what was beautiful was different from the decades before or the decades after.
Tell them, Lee.
We're watching Mad Men right now. And what was beautiful then was Marilyn Monroe. These women who were size...
Marilyn Monroe.
How do you say it?
Marilyn.
Marilyn Monroe. I said Marilyn. Marilyn Monroe. These women who were size 6s, size 8, size 10, whatever. Mm. And then all of a sudden it was like, that's not beautiful anymore. You have to be a size 0 to be beautiful. So these are all things that people make up. It's very subjective.
Apparently,
thank you.
Of course. Apparently that's coming back.
What?
The Kardashians are getting skinny now.
Yeah. They're taking pills and they are becoming nothing.
I don't know. Well, watching Mad Men, like you just said, the women were like they go to like these like topless bars and these women are like thicker. And I think they look fine. I never really understood this whole Edward Scissorhands looking bitch. I don't like that. It's not normal. It's not natural. You know, obviously if some girls when they're little, they're going to look really, really skinny. Cause you know, they're like just smaller women like at 17 years old, but like,
I don't know anything about that.
A 30-year-old woman is going to look like she's, you know, she's going to have a couple of.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I don't know. Let's skip over that.
Anyway, what so else what's is going new? On? What's going on?
Chris Rock had his new stand-up comedy special. If you are a fan of stand-up comedy or a Chris Rock fan, you have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. Yes, he talked about the Will Smith thing for the last like 10 minutes or maybe less than that, but it was awesome. That's what everybody tuned in for. I'm a huge, obviously, stand-up comedy fan. I've seen every one of Chris Rock's specials since I'm fucking 7, and before the Will Smith thing, it was a wonderful special.
Yeah,
I was so
I don't
proud
even think,
of him.
I mean, of course, the Will Smith thing added a little bit to it because that's what people were hoping to hear.
Yeah,
but I like he could have easily not added that last 10 minutes to it, and it still would have been awesome.
I thought it was so good. Check it out. I thought that the live aspect, he did it live on Netflix, which has never been done before.
Very cool.
And what do you think? What did you, well, I had a show that night. Me and Vic DiBattista had a show in Pennsylvania, which was incredible, by the way. Thank you if you came. So I listened to it through the Bluetooth of our car coming home, which is probably very dangerous. But I had to experience it live. Anyway, what did you think that was kind of cool, or you didn't really even care or notice?
No, I thought it was cool. I think did we talk about this with the Super Bowl?
I don't know. We might have.
I don't know if we did.
Just sum it up for
the idea of like everyone getting together at the same exact time to watch something, and it's like, yeah, even if I miss it, I could watch it later on. But it's I don't know. There's just like an excitement about it, and it's very.
Oh my God.
It's a nostalgic thing.
It's really sad. Where else besides the Super Bowl can that even come close to happening? Maybe guys, when they watch like those UFC things, that's fun.
Oh, maybe.
I've rented boxing matches before, but I know shit about boxing.
Right.
But that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But
no, I even like shows now, right? We never really watch a show when it's on live. I mean,
we're watching Mad Men.
Exactly. We always
it's been off the air for like 20 years.
We always watch shows like years later. Like I've gotten into so many shows once they've been done.
Yeah.
So I've never, even though now they don't do it as much, but I never really experienced too much where it's like, oh, Sunday at 8 o'clock, we got to be on the couch, like ready to go watching it. And if you don't see it, you miss it. So like this, it was a similar thing, but at the same time, I was like, if you didn't see it, like we watched it and then we put it on again right after we were able to watch it.
That's incredible.
The only thing though, is that like, right after, if you missed it, everything's online already. People are already talking about it, saying the jokes or whatever.
Yeah. When my family used to watch The Sopranos on Sunday night, it was like exciting.
Yeah.
And even now, like I remember the last season of Curb, it was like 2 years ago. I watched them all at 10. But then I don't think many people did. They didn't care enough. Like, they don't even know when it's on. They're just like, wait till the next day or whatever. And I don't think many people watched the thing live. They probably didn't care. I mean, comedy nerds probably did, and people who are fans of Chris Rock probably did. But like, there was just something so magical about it. He fucked up a joke, which was like, you would never see that in a special.
Yeah.
And he was probably, because he was nervous talking about the Will Smith thing, which was just like so, just so cool to see as someone who's in stand-up and trying to be, well, oh my God, well, he fucks up a joke.
Yeah.
I should give myself a little more credit.
Yeah.
Or just like a little more leeway sometimes if I fuck something up. But it was so exciting. And I it sucked that I had a show, because if I didn't, we'd have popcorn ready. I mean, it would have been like, we were watching in the basement. Like, and my dad has like this home theater in my parents' basement.
Mm.
I don't know. His old specials used to be like that. I remember like my friends would come over.
Oh, they were live?
They weren't live, but it'd be premiering on like HBO or Showtime at like Saturday 10 p.m. And I remember watching it and being like, oh, fuck this. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
That sucked. I don't know if like people really care about that. How could you not though? How could you not love that aspect of something? It's just so much more exciting. I don't know.
People have too much going on. I don't know. No one does it. This Super Bowl is the only thing that people do it for.
Yeah.
The only thing.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess it's different because that's like, that's a game. Once it happens, that's like, that's it.
Yeah. You're not going to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to watch it again. You know the outcome by the time it's over if you didn't watch it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
I just feel like we live in an era where it has not been more accessible. And for some reason, perhaps that has caused it to be less significant.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I could live stream tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't have the capability of that 20 years ago.
I hate to say it too, but you've been saying this for like, I feel like, when did they, when, So you've been saying something about how they should be doing like a live comedy show.
Well, I've said that for years. I'm not the only one. You're giving me too much credit. I'm sure other people have wanted that. But like,
of course, everyone's thought of this. Someone else has thought of something you've thought of or yeah. I've thought of. But I don't know.
Oh, actually, which is funny you said that. There's this kid on TikTok who gets things from Google. I don't know if it's fake. I could be spreading fake information.
What?
I'm pretty sure it's real. He would get a plaque from Google.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, congratulations, no one has ever Googled this before.
Yeah.
Think about how fucking unique and weird the search has to be.
Yeah.
To get a confirmation that says, no, you're the first person to Google this. One of them was like, if I feed pigeons something on a certain whatever, I forget what it was, but yeah.
Yeah. I know that is crazy to think. Like that you're the first person to have ever thought of something.
Yeah, and it's being
Benjamin Franklin.
Being in comedy is funny because everybody feels that way. Everyone feels like you are specifically stealing their joke.
Yeah.
As if you're like, I'm going to steal his joke and just switch the name from Mike to Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like have the confidence enough to be like, well, okay, this is probably just completely like, yeah, we
coincidence.
We all have like similar thoughts.
Yeah, you guys think of the same things.
You know, so I don't know. Check it out. That was fun. I don't know. I have a lot of fucking things written down here. One of the things that I wanted to I don't think we ever talked about this, but you shamed me publicly once on Instagram.
I did?
Our niece, Abigail, is a Girl Scout. My sister-in-law sent us the link, and we didn't even buy any from her. I don't know if we should.
I can't buy because I'm just going to be eating them.
I don't know. If she has to meet her quota, we'll see. Anyway.
She met the quota.
She definitely met the quota.
Yeah.
So I was looking through, and this is that time we did for Halloween last year. We were Girl Scouts.
Last year? It was like 3 years ago at this point.
It was? I have no idea when that was. So. What did we do for last year? We didn't do anything. I don't remember.
Nothing.
Anyway.
We were newlyweds. I publicly shamed you? I don't remember.
You said that I'm breaking up with Eric because he likes trefoils.
Oh,
trefoils?
Okay. I have no idea. I don't eat that garbage.
What do people like? What's like the name brand cool?
Thin Mints Samoas are like the...
You've never had one of these fucking cookies? I think they're it's like a buttery.
It's just boring.
I mean, what am I looking for? Sex and rock and roll with the fucking Girl Scout cookie? I'm trying to relax here.
I just feel like out of eating, especially now, you got all these nice options. That's what you go for?
What are the other options? The other options are coconut.
Okay.
What else? Coconut sucks.
Now they have peanut butter type ones. They have s'mores. They have, I don't know.
They never have the s'mores. The girls, they're always sold out of the s'mores.
Can you look it up? Can you see what the Girl Scout cookies are?
Do they change every year or no?
Well, now they get fancy with them. Now they kind of release a new one.
Why is my caps lock on?
They release a new one every year.
Wow, Texas. Look at this.
We were at the Mall of America a couple weeks ago. And the Girl Scouts rented out a kiosk.
They had a fucking kiosk.
To sell the cookies.
Wait, they have different cookies by zip code.
I don't know if that's true.
Huh? Oh, look at this.
Okay, so here we go. But a kiosk, do you know how much it is to rent a kiosk?
In the Mall of America?
It's got to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Mall of America?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. All right,
what, $20,000 a month?
I have no fucking idea. No. They probably don't
maybe they have like a day rate. Oh, they don't charge them, the Girl Scouts.
I have no idea.
But you know what, too? They're not doing the girl. They don't do the door-to-door anymore because America is a sick country.
It's a cesspool.
And these kids can't go out by themselves.
What about a ring?
They're going to get trafficked.
Yeah, what is that? They didn't have sex trafficking back in the 60s?
It wasn't rampant like it is today.
They didn't rape and pillage. They just like nobody. There was no bad people in the 60s.
It was rare.
How?
No one wanted to steal kids. You would think.
There was a lot of kids back then.
And now the kids, they're probably so much worse.
Is that real though? Is that a real concern, or is it just we're more fearful for no reason now?
Well,
we should do an experiment.
We are more aware mm-hmm. of what goes on with the internet and stuff. But yet, no, I bet you the Girl Scouts back in the day, they would go door to door by themselves. No parents. Now they can't even go door to door. They got to do it online.
So what is the, but my question is, did America, so America got more dangerous?
I think so. I think it did.
Interesting.
Or we just know more. I don't know.
That would be interesting. And I would like to find out why.
I'm sure there's a reason.
That's another topic for another conversation. Raspberry Rally. You think I should get that?
So those are
new. Look how fucking disgusting that looks.
Those are new. What is that? Adventureful.
Indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with, you say caramel?
Am I a psychopath?
I don't know anybody who says caramel, and I really would like if you, who are you, Charles Barkley? Caramel-flavored creme. Cream? Is that
cream?
Why the Jose E?
I don't know.
Cream with a hint of sea salt. Mm. Those are probably good. Caramel chocolate chip. Never seen those. Never saw Adventurefuls.
Those must be new. How nice they do a gluten-free. I'm sorry, but you're not touching Samoa's. Nothing is touching Samoa's. They might as well retire the rest of the collection.
I think that's one of the most disgusting things I've ever had.
Caramel, coconut, and chocolatey strips?
Leanna, you don't even like coconut. When do you have coconut?
Honey, what's my favorite candy?
Again,
Don't
make me go here.
Answer the question. What's my favorite candy?
If we're being literal, your favorite candy?
I don't have a favorite candy then. No, literal.
Your favorite candy is Siete potato chips with avocado oil.
Okay.
You don't have a favorite candy.
When Halloween comes around and the kids go trick-or-treating, what do I grab out of the basket?
You don't. You'll say this. This is what Leanna does.
She says, hideous right now.
She'll say, I love Almond Joy. But then you'll never
Almond Joy?
You'll never see her eating one.
Wow,
so
what's Almond Joy?
How do you like them if you don't eat them?
I eat them on Halloween.
No, you don't. I haven't seen you eat one in about 7 years.
Ate one last Halloween.
From who?
From one of the kids. I don't know. I got an Almond Joy.
Who's giving them out?
Almond Joy is my favorite candy. So for you to say I drink coconut, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The only thing—
I thought you loved me. Goes to show.
You know,
press the button.
Damn, son. No. Where'd you find this?
Press the other button.
No. For my lovely wife over here, I'm sure she has no.
Exactly. Exactly. Go. Tell them a story. Tell them the story.
I was trying before. I was rudely.
All right, go.
Rudely interrupted. I can't find the divorce button. Anyway, for her, I forget what birthday it was. I knew she liked Samoa's. For that week, she liked Samoa's.
No.
Leanna, if you don't keep your filthy whore mouth shut.
No.
You know what? It sucks that I have to say this out loud because no one will ever tell my stories for me. You know, you're not supposed to tell your own good doings. Just the world's supposed to speak for you.
And what you're about to say.
You should go around bragging to people that I did that for you.
They
should see pictures. You say, I have the best hus.
You are my husband. You are my husband. But what you're about to say just goes against what.
Okay, because it happened once a decade ago.
He made me Samoa donuts. For my birthday. Okay, so
hold on
the
a minute.
Question
you just glanced.
Why would you make Samoa donuts for someone who doesn't even like coconut?
You just glanced over that. Let's talk about that for one moment.
Yeah, let's talk about how great you are.
I made them from scratch. I don't know shit about I'm no Rachel Ray. I made donuts from scratch and they were fucking incredible. And I still think that I'm insecure. Somebody should have told me you did a good job. No one told me that they were amazing. No one said I'm proud of you. I got nothing from nobody.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, they could have won a competition.
This is the problem with Eric. If you don't talk about or say it a million times, it's not good enough. It's not good. Nothing is good enough for you. I have to be talking about the Samoa donuts every day to this day, 10 years later. Otherwise, I hated them. They were no good. I was not proud of him. Like, grow up.
Your reaction. I told you before in this podcast, one of the first episodes, no one's reactions are good enough for me. I want it to be like, how did you do this? Later, he wanted you to write the papers.
He wants an award. Yeah. All right. We get
anyway,
it.
Anyway.
Take it back.
What? Take what back?
That I don't like coconut.
If you have one thing with coconut, does that make you a coconut fanatic?
What? If I love peanut butter, do I have to have peanut butter every meal? What are you talking about?
I've never seen, you never had a coconut daiquiri. What kind of, what's a drink with coconut?
Pina colada.
I've never seen you have a
pina colada. I don't like pina coladas.
Why not?
I just don't like them. I don't think they taste good.
What's the taste you're not enjoying? Honey?
I don't know, but it's
would
not
it be
the
C-O-N-U-T?
I don't like coconut water.
Anyway.
Move on. Let me see what else they got. Hurry up. Do-si-do's peanut butter sandwich. I've heard of those. Oh, God. Lemonades.
Why'd you just skip past s'mores?
Because we mentioned s'mores.
Oh, my God. What a devil.
Wow, the s'mores ones are nice, though. Look, it says Girl Scout s'mores on it. That's fancy.
Oh.
Lemonades. I like, you know.
We have to put our zip code in because we don't have half these.
Are you sure? You got to look
it. It asks for the zip code. I don't know. A lot of lemonade things going on here. A lot of lemons.
What's the point of having lemonades with the lemon?
Oh, my God. French toast? Yay?
Yummy toast-shaped cookies full of French toast.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow. Peanut butter patties?
I've never seen a toast yay. Never seen them.
No, see? Even the peanut butter patties, I don't think I've ever heard of. Toffee-tastic. They got two gluten-free options.
Bro, I really want to try these French toast ones. Right, they probably taste like fresh French toast crunch.
I'll see if Abigail has them.
Oh my God, how sad.
Last and certainly least... Trefoils.
They can't even put like somebody next to them.
Trefoils.
Oh, come on, yeah. They can't even fucking
iconic. That's a little bit of a stretch.
There's one word. Iconic.
Yeah, a little bit of a stretch. I just, you know, it just goes to show how uncultured you truly are.
No, I'm unique. I'm a unique human being.
You're a disgusting human being.
You go with the crowd.
Go with the crowd.
I'm a trailblazer.
I like what I like. Okay.
I'm a trailblazer. What are the chances that you like the most popular Girl Scout cookie? What are the chances of that?
Samoas aren't the most popular, sweetheart.
What is?
The Thin Mints.
Didn't even see them on there. Are they on this list?
They're there. For some reason, the Thin Mints are there, which is also disgusting. Who wants chocolate with mint?
It's a popular thing.
Don't be mixing my herbs or fruits. Huh? Herbs and fruits with chocolate? No.
Do you think people care at all?
What I think? No.
To be an individual. Do you think it's important to people?
Of course.
Do you really? Because like I just said, now there are people like me who are so fucking annoying and they think that they have to always be different.
Yeah.
I understand
yeah.
how I can be very annoying. Although I'm often... plagued
mm-hmm.
by
nice word
by feeling that I'm the only one in my circle that cares about his own spiritual individual self being let out into the world. I feel like we all want to be individual. Being just like everyone else is usually a bit like not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Being predictable is not what we want. You know what I'm trying to say? And I feel like most of the world is not that way. I think they like just fitting in, doing what everyone else does. They do not want to be, they don't want to be trailblazers. They don't want to be unique. They don't mm-hmm. want to be special. They just want to be left alone and just copy what everyone else is doing. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I think there's both. I think people could be both. I think it's a lot easier and more comfortable to just go with the tribe, right?
Of course, evolutionarily speaking, that's what got you killed. If you were out against it. You were shunned from the tribe. Morta.
Right. So I think it's easier. You know, people, I think people like to be their themselves and do want to be their own individuals. But at the same time, it's very uncomfortable for people to not be like everyone else. So, like, I think people, like, I think they want to be themselves or maybe want to be different from everyone else. But at the same time, they don't want to be looked at like they're different from everyone else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I think people have both. They have a little bit of both. You're very comfortable with people looking at you differently because you're very confident. So, but maybe that goes hands in hand, like being wanting to be different and confidence. Like that's the only
reason. Oh shit! It's not that I want to be different. It's that I just happen to be different from the people, and that's kind of why I asked you, because the other day Matt asked me if I liked the G-Wagon, the Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon.
Yes, I've seen it. I've heard of it.
And that's a very – it should be called like the G-Wagon experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, you don't think it's strange that girls like G-Wagons? I said, no. Girls like G-Wagons because it's a Mercedes and the Kardashians have one.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, you don't think that they just like the design? I was like, no, you idiot. It's completely just a status symbol of how they're going to be viewed. If that had a Kia logo on it, they would say it's the most ugly piece of shit thing they've ever seen ever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about what other people view something as.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought if you brought that to people's attention, they would be, oh, yeah, maybe I should question myself. But no one seems to really care.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that the world we live in is just, yes, we want, I'm playing by these rules that were given to me,
mm-hmm.
and I will not think of anything ever in a different way. And I just feel like you're not living who you are. Like that's the saddest thing to me is like guys especially, there are so many times when I would be, we'll be somewhere or I don't know. And there's a guy, it depends who it could be one of my brother's friends. It could be, you know, someone from your family's friends. Somebody will say something to me about something I'm wearing, complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that they would like to dress a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
but they're afraid of what their boys are going to say, mm-hmm. or whatever. So it's like, so this person is burying a part of themselves.
Right.
And that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And like playing into all of these things, it's right here in our faces. And yet society never talks about them. I'm always so interested in that. Like everybody you know who has like a name brand car, it's a very uncomfortable thing to talk about because it's like, it's right here and no one's mentioning it, but mm-hmm. it's, they're not hiding well. Like you don't have a BMW or a Mercedes because you just have fine taste. It's because you want people to think you're cool, mm-hmm. and successful and rich.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say that because they don't know that. They just say, well, no, I just like the, it's like, no, please.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You're insulting my intelligence.
Well, it's also, I mean, I feel like a lot of things have, like at this point, the BMW, Mercedes, like specific things, it's just like, people don't, they actually don't realize.
They don't even know.
Yeah, they don't even realize or know that they're buying that because for years and years and years, it's been sold to them as like the successful car,
yeah.
right? Like you get that if you're successful.
Or rich. So when you watch The Housewives,
mm-hmm.
it's so fascinating to me because it's like, okay, anybody who's like lives like what I consider like a normal life,
mm-hmm.
would see there's so much trouble in these women. There's so much trouble. And the men too, but like they show more of the women. So.
The housewives, yeah.
But like it's one episode they argued about the size of someone's foyer, the foyer.
Yeah,
their insults. Yeah. Their insults are to me like what I thought like this is why the show is hilarious because it's like oh these women are really sad and lost, mm-hmm. but I don't think that their fans are viewing it that way. I think their fans are like. Yeah, I mean, her Louis Vuitton bag's nicer. And it's like, how do you not understand, like, you're a penguin or a monkey with a shinier rock. They don't see it this way. They literally think this means everything to mm-hmm. them.
So I think the viewers for the most part.
Are those women?
No. I think they're people who think, like, these women are insane and they're crazy and what they value is like,
I think so, babe.
I'm laughing at them, not laughing with them. You know, I feel like most of the people watching feel the same way.
I don't know if you're laughing at them. I've seen you tear up.
Well, no, of course, when the girl's dad's going to jail and they're like, I'm going to have no father for years, even though the guy, you know, committed tax fraud, I still feel bad. They're still people, you know, like, I don't know. But so something interesting happened in an episode recently that I feel like we could relate to this conversation. But so one of the girls, she had her kid's birthday party. She has like two sets of twins and it was twin boys. So she just had people over. All she did was get pizza. Nothing else. No.
What birthday was it? What number birthday?
They had to be like 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay.
And
that's kind of normal for that age, I feel like.
But she invited like the parents too. She only got pizza and then when the party was ending, she's like, all right, here, get your favors. And she threw an Amazon box on the floor and they just had to like she like ordered something from Amazon and like didn't wrap them, nothing.
Yeah.
So one of the other wives was like, that's embarrassing.
Yes.
Okay. That's embarrassing. Like, how dare she? And she was talking so much shit about her. They're out to eat and they start fighting about it. And Melissa's like, we're all losers. She's winning, right? The girl who had the party is winning. We're all losers. And Melissa's basically saying, we throw these big extravagant parties.
For who?
And we're out thousands of dollars. All she got was pizza and favors from Amazon, didn't wrap them nothing. She's the one who's going to have more money in the end. And her kids are going to be more well off, basically.
Definitely.
So relating that
absolutely
to this, it's like even Melissa knows that like she does the wrong thing.
She still does it.
She still does it. And I think it's because a part of her, you know, wants to look successful, wants to feel.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to feel like that girl who threw the nothing pizza party. She doesn't care. And here's another thing. She doesn't care because she really has it. Her parents were very successful. Her parents have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And now she has a lot of money.
Bill Gates. That's like that stupid meme. Bill mm-hmm. Gates and like Warren Buffett. And there's like not a Gucci belt in sight.
Yep.
Because they actually are rich. Mm-hmm. They're not pretending to be rich. They're actually rich.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from where we come from, that seems to be the theme of like...
pretending to be rich.
That's really important to people where we come from.
Yeah.
The appearance of rich. And even though these people work for the city, and we can literally Google their salaries, it's really important to them to appear rich. And what is that successful and liked? And that is... To me, it'd be so healthy if you just said that
mm-hmm.
because you're saying it anyway.
Right.
But it's so weird. I'll have these conversations with people and then I'll see they had an extravagant 6-month birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is weird because we kind of talked about this
mm-hmm.
and they understood it. But then they went back to their little community where that was more valuable. And it's so fucking weird. And I don't see anyone. I don't see anyone talking about this. I don't see anyone ever talking about this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it is the biggest burden in history. Because everyone's complaining. Like, nowadays, the middle class is dissolving. Because, like, the richer are getting richer and the poorer are getting poorer. And there's, like, no more middle class. And I think a large part of that is due to, like, people feeling like the bar is higher and higher and higher. I used to bust my mom's balls growing up about
my mom's balls.
I used to bust my mom's balls a lot growing up because I grew up on Staten Island where a lot of these showy moms about like, you know, and then as we grew up, those kids who had these extravagant parties used to tell me like, oh, I actually liked your mom better. Mm. And I'm like, well, your mom got you this thing. And they'll go, yeah, but that was just like bullshit. It's not for the kid to brag to the other parents.
Right.
And everyone knows this. But then they pretend like they don't, and it just, oh, that's just, you know, who we, it's like, yeah, but we're middle class people. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone we know is middle, they're lower middle class people. We don't know anybody with yachts. No. We don't know anybody at the fucking country club. No. We don't know anybody that goes to Yale. We don't know anybody that fences. And yet, it's weird to have, like, a construction worker. There's nothing wrong with being a construction worker. I come from that world. I am that. Like, and then having this, like, finer things club as if you're this living in like the Upper East Side and you have your kids in equestrian. It's like they go to PS 15 or whatever. Like it's weird to have this I want to appear rich thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's like the biggest problem in America. The biggest problem in America is caring what other people think about you and living above your means and no one's talking about it. Mm-hmm. No one's talking about it.
Chris Rock mentions that in his special.
Which part?
About how people, like, everything we do is for likes. The only thing people really care about is attention. And that's all that is like these people wanting attention and acceptance from their peers.
Yes.
When it's really not helping them in any way.
If they would have just one therapy session, they would be, and I don't mean, I've been in therapy. I don't mean it at all as a fucking diss. I've said that before. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you need therapy. It's like, yeah, that's an incredibly powerful tool. Yeah, who wouldn't need therapy? Mm-hmm. But like the answer is not to bury like this with a more extravagant first birthday party. It's to find out why that's so important to you.
Yeah.
Why is the acceptance of others so important to you? Why do you care so much to make that girl you went to high school with jealous of your life? Why is that so important to you? And then when you unlock that in your mind, like, oh my God, none of this means anything. I don't need any of this shit. You're so much happier.
Really?
It's so fucking weird that like, I feel like, and sometimes I feel bad talking about this because it's like, well then, you know, because I found my passion in life. But then it's like, I feel like an asshole not telling people this because I feel like I'm like holding.
You're doing them a disservice.
Yeah, it's almost like you don't need this fucking shit. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's just everywhere you look. It's everywhere. And like, we watched Mad Men. We're watching Mad Men and we were in like season 3. Great show. If you've never seen it, I mean, it's old by this point, but like Don Draper's wife is her entire existence is buried. Mm-hmm. You get to see, it's beautifully done. There's this nuanced way of like why women in the 60s were so depressed and like they wanted their own. She just had to sit home and babysit her kids all day long. He's out fucking women, having exciting career advancements, and she's just alone, you know, being like, what the fuck? I want to go back to work. And he's like, no, you got to stay home, right? And it's all about this appearance of being perfect, this appearance of being perfect, this appearance of being perfect. And it's like,
meanwhile, behind closed doors,
their marriage, their worlds
are crumbling. Yeah.
And I feel like that's the perfect metaphor for America. Mm-hmm. How many people, there's so many people that I know and love and care for on Instagram that I'm friends with. I haven't seen them in a while, but like, I know your relationship is tumultuous. I know you have feelings for your ex. I know you guys fight all the time, but all your Instagram is how perfect your relationship is. I'm like, this is so fucked. You know, you're putting out a fire with more fire. Like, this isn't fucking working. Like, you're making it worse. Mm-hmm. And why is this, like, I don't know. No one talks about this. No one talks about this. I feel so trapped.
Well, also, what do I always tell you? The truth hurts. Like, this is stuff, this is all stuff that just, in the long run, it'll make them feel better. But at first, it just makes people feel bad, you know, to like come to terms with like, that's why we do things.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. This thing needs a little WD-40.
You know how many I purchased like the little more expensive ones of these, thinking that they would be giving me no problems. They make the wood creak. They're squeaking. I've never heard anybody else's podcast have these things make noise but ours.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, we love you so much. EricDelisandro.com for tickets, and we will talk to you soon.
I think I'm getting sick.
Oh, all right.